This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. Supreme Court's announced it will hear arguments in an abortion case concerning a Louisiana law that places restrictions on that procedure. The law requires any doctor performing an abortion to have admitting privileges at a nearby hospital and requires abortions be performed at hospital-like facilities with expensive equipment close at hand in case something goes wrong. It's similar to a Texas law that the court struck down 3 years ago in a 5-3 ruling, but that came down after the death of Justice Antonin Scalia, and the deciding vote was cast by since-retired Justice Anthony Kennedy. The current court has two new justices in Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh, so a different ruling is possible. A U.S. envoy is reportedly talking with the Taliban in Pakistan. It's the first known contact between the two sides since President Trump called off such talks last month. And this is USA Radio News.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. For millions of students across America, school is back in session. From high school hallways to college campuses, now that the first semester is in full swing, it's important to check in with your kids to ensure they're developing money management skills that will stick with them for life. April Schneider, Bank of America.
This time of year can be a whirlwind for students, but it's also a prime time to talk with them about developing key financial habits like budgeting and saving. At Bank of America, we're committed to helping students succeed by providing them with educational tools like better money habits and best-in-class products like the Advantage Safe Balance Banking Account.
Bank of America's Advantage Safe Balance Banking Account allows students to bank without the worry of overdraft fees and was one of the main reasons that Bank of America was named Best Bank for College Students by Money Magazine. For more, visit bankofamerica.com. That's bankofamerica.com.
The government releasing a jobs report for September. The number of jobs created, not as much as analysts were expecting, but the unemployment rate is now at a historic low. Here's more from USA Radio's John Clements.
The jobless rate of 3.5% during September reflects the unemployment rate at its lowest in 50 years. Eleni Karageorge is with the Bureau of Labor Statistics.
Total non-farm payroll employment rose by 136,000.
There were also revisions during the previous 2 months as August rose sharply from 130,000 to 168,000, while the rate for July also increased for a net gain of 45,000.
An end to the General Motors strike may be in sight as people close to the negotiations say reps from GM and the UAW are narrowing gaps between their positions. Federal health officials say the 2018 flu season was the longest in a decade. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump speaking to some seniors in Central Florida yesterday after signing an executive order concerning Medicare. Here's more from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
We will stop at nothing to deliver better health care for you and for your family. I will never let you down.
The president turns his attention to the business of the American people and talks Medicare issues with seniors.
As long as I'm president, no one will lay a hand on your Medicare benefits.
President Trump signing an executive order Thursday titled Protecting Medicare from Socialist Destruction.
This order is the latest step in my administration's drive to ensure the world's best health care for all Americans.
He tells senior citizens living at the Villages in Central Florida.
In my campaign for president, I made you a sacred pledge that I would strengthen, protect, and defend Medicare for all of our senior citizens. And you see it's under siege, but it's not going to happen.
U.S. Coast Guard is loosening its tattoo policy, announcing on Thursday it wants to boost recruiting and hopes this will help.
It also comes after other branches of the military have moved to allow more tattoos. The Coast Guard doesn't currently limit the number of them, but restricts where on the body they can be. New rules include one to allow a single tattoo on each hand, with certain restrictions, as well as chest tattoos, as long as they don't go past the collar of a dress uniform crew neck t-shirt. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Looking for high-speed internet where you live but are out of reach of cable and fiber options? Look no further. High-speed internet is now available in your area. As your local authorized HughesNet retailer, Whole Home Connect makes it easy to get the high-speed internet you need with blazing fast speeds, unlimited data with no hard data limits, with built-in Wi-Fi for as little as $2 a day. Act now and for a limited time, get free standard installation and free equipment with HughesNet from Whole Home Connect. You'll enjoy internet service that lets you do more of everything you want to do online, like shopping, surfing, and staying in touch. Call Whole Home Connect and see for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet.
800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. That's 800-696-6902.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Jill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Hey, it's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. Dr. Jerry Newcomb is joining us. He is the on-air host, senior producer for Truth That Transforms, formerly the Coral Ridge Hour, the TV outreach of the late Dr. D. James Kennedy. And you can check out Jerry's website at Jerry Newcomb. That's with an E at the end, okay? You know how the vowel goes silent. That, at least that's what they taught us in the Catholic school. The nuns would tell us, you know, make sure that that E is silent. So JerryNewcomb.com. Hey, Jerry, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Bill.
Hey, Thursday, BYOB, bring your Bible to school day, huh?
Wow, sounds great.
I am excited for that.
You know there's a link between the Bible and school in the first place. You know that, right?
Yes, I do.
I mean, certainly in the American experience,
mm-hmm.
the first official schools for the masses were started in Puritan Boston,
mm-hmm.
by the Puritans, so that the people could read the Bible for themselves. And they even had an act, a law passed for it, mm-hmm. called the Old Deluder Satan Act.
Mm-hmm.
It being one of the chief ends of that Old Deluder Satan to keep people from the Word of God, you know, in times past. But now what we're going to do is we're going to have the children learn how to read and write so they can be able to read the Bible for themselves. So bringing the Bible to school is totally appropriate.
Without a doubt. Well, and you remember the New England Primer, right? That 72-page super book that was awesome. I mean, the level, the grade level that these kids operated off, just that 72 pages, phenomenal. But yet we spend bazillions of dollars today. And I say bring back that 72-page little book.
Yeah, and it's funny, too, because that taught children not only the ABCs, it taught them biblical truths at the same time. It taught them the Westminster Confession of Faith, the shorter catechism, which was geared towards children. It taught them the Apostles' Creed, the Lord's Prayer, you know, all the... It's amazing, and it was millions of them were in print. And according to David Barton, he once told me that it didn't stop being used until about 1900.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they revise it a few times through the years, and over time, unfortunately, so many things get secularized. The McGuffey readers were Christian at first, and then over time they got secularized, but they still had the Judeo-Christian morality. I mean, the McGuffey readers are like a breath of fresh air compared to, you know, some of the literature today, which is violent and sexual and with swearing and things like that, and not appropriate, I don't think.
Mm.
But the McGuffey's readers, there were 120 million copies. Henry Ford once said something like, you know, the McGovern readers trained a whole generation of Americans.
Exactly.
And that was back, you know, when people were a lot more productive, you know, individually in terms of their, you know, what they could achieve and stuff. We have really dumbed down the schools, unfortunately.
Well, without a doubt. Why Webster? Why the Webster Dictionary?
Yeah, well, Noah Webster, he was one of our founding fathers. He fought in the Revolutionary War. And Noah Webster spent years, a few decades really, on his massive dictionary. He helped standardize the spelling in America. So the way the we spell the word neighbor versus the way the British spell the word neighbor, it's different. And part of that has to do with the way, you know, Noah Webster standardized everything. So after Noah Webster, everything, you know, in America, the English is all standardized. And the original Webster's Dictionary, 1828, has about one-third of the definitions have Bible verses, you know, to illustrate. So, in other words, just like you look up the word love in that original one, and he's got references to 1 Corinthians chapter 13
exactly.
And so forth. And, you know, it was, again, the Bible is very strongly correlated with education and with literacy. And let me say one last thing about that point. There's an atheist, Richard Dawkins, one of the leading atheists of our day, retired Oxford professor. He wrote a book called The God Delusion. And near the end of the book, he says, now look, I don't believe the Bible is the word of God. Far from it. I don't even believe there is a God. But the Bible is literature. It's terrific. And you're ignorant. You do not know the English language well if you're not familiar with the Bible.
Right.
He said, look at all these everyday phrases. And then he has, you know, a few pages of phrase after phrase that come right out of the pages of the Bible. And his book is copyright 2006. Well, in 1998, D. James Kennedy and I came out with a book called What If the Bible Had Never Been Written? And we have a whole section like that as well where we talk about phrase after phrase, you know, like the skin of our teeth.
Right.
You know, am I my brother's keeper? Turn the other cheek, go the second mile. Phrases that you know, David and Goliath. I mean, all this stuff we're familiar with, and it comes out of the Bible.
You know, without a doubt. Yeah, that's a perfect reason why we had to leave England, because they didn't know how to spell neighbor. I mean, you know,
love thy neighbor.
But spell it right. I mean, you know, if you're going to love them, make sure you spell it right.
I would bet, by the way, that if you looked in the 1828 dictionary, and I don't know this for 100% fact, I'll do it after home. You know, when I come home tonight,
I have a copy somewhere here. I was just looking to see
well,
where
it's
at. But yes,
look up under neighbor and see if it says love thy neighbor. Look
right,
like it's such and such, or you so and so.
Well, the other thing about Noah Webster, the reason he was motivated to produce the dictionary, because he said words matter.
Yeah.
Words matter.
You know, that's a great point. We live at a time where words don't seem to matter. You know, and it's really crazy, because then what happens is people can take, for example, you hear the phrase, the living Constitution. Well, the Constitution isn't living. It was written in 1787, ratified in 1789, and 1788, and then went into effect in 1789. And the words matter to that. But when people take words in the Constitution or words from the Founding Fathers and then essentially give them elastic meaning,
yes,
like the Commerce Clause or something like that, and then they pass things that violate even the spirit of the Constitution, it's really crazy.
Yes.
I mean, for example, in the spirit of the Constitution, in the 14th Amendment, for example, you have the phrase life, liberty, and property. You have that phrase and due process and so forth. Well, so there's the right to life mentioned in the Constitution by name.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, in 1973, the U.S. Supreme Court in Roe v. Wade basically said, well, we're going to look at the penumbras that emanate from the you know, different clauses or whatever, the privacy clauses, which aren't even there, but we're going to say that they're there, and, you know, they kind of, they're there in the shadows, and we're going to, you know, kind of bring them out. But in the meantime, they violate the clear letter of the law and even the spirit of the Constitution in saying that, yep, if a baby is unborn, that baby is allowed to be killed if the mother and a doctor think so.
Right. Well, living in as much as that, you can amend the Constitution, but that is a process. And yes, it was purposely designed that way so that you wouldn't necessarily put a third head on the body, which is what they did in 1973. We're just going to come up with this crazy construct in order to accommodate their elastic viewpoint.
Right. Words matter. You're absolutely right.
Without a doubt. Well, and of course, in New York now, they're going to matter because they're proposing, or maybe they've already passed, a fine, Jerry. I don't know if you saw this, $250,000 if you use the term illegal alien, illegal immigrant. I mean, this is what it's coming down to. So, yes, it's out there, and it's, you know, we're a bit unhinged here right now. And so maybe these kids, as they take the Bible to school on Thursday, October the 3rd, they will learn us something, okay? So we need to listen to them. Dr. Jerry Newcomb is with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help, so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you prepared for the upcoming season? Get immune support you can really count on. Quantum Nutrition Labs has three key players for optimal immune support on special. One-of-a-kind, all-natural, vegan vitamin D3 and K2. Garlic Complex with its high, concentrated amounts of allicin. And all-natural, plant-sourced vitamin C. Buy two bottles, get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. 588-7578 or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's qnlabs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
Millennials,
Know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez Live.
Well, Jay, we need you to know what it is you believe and why. That's for all of us, you know. It's almost, you know, Dr. Newcomb, it's like the art of critical thinking has been tossed aside for whatever reason. I don't know, you know, what it is about our humanity or maybe just the season or, as our parents would say, oh, it's just a phase that little Jerry's going through. Don't worry, he'll be okay. You know, but as a country, we're going through a crazy phase right now, and and it was interesting that we started talking about the significance of words and that they do have meaning. And you've got a story about words being taken out of context. Tell us about that.
Yeah, and by the way, I think it's been, the point has been made that when liberals first started to do this with the Bible, where they basically started to twist the Bible in such a way that they said, well, it doesn't really condemn this. Well, it doesn't really, you know, praise that. They so twisted it, and that kind of liberalizing of the reading of the Bible led to a liberalizing of the reading of the Constitution. But going back to the example of the Bible, I once interviewed one of the leading liberal skeptical scholars of our age. He was actually co-leader of the Jesus Seminar, which sat in judgment on the words of Jesus, and they said, well, Jesus didn't say this. Well, Jesus didn't say that. In the Lord's Prayer, the Jesus Seminar said, without any kind of textual criticism or any kind of textual basis for saying this, just their own biases, they said out of the Lord's Prayer, the only thing they agreed that Jesus probably said was, Father. You're kidding me. Not our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You know, so, I mean, that's how liberal they were. But here's what one of their scholars said. He was the former co-chairman of the Jesus Seminar. And he said this on our TV program that we did many years ago called, Who Is This Jesus? Is He Risen? Quote, it is absolutely correct to say that the disciples of Jesus, and I myself today, believe in the bodily resurrection of Jesus. But it has nothing whatsoever to do with a body coming out of the tomb. I mean, it's like, you're kidding me.
Right.
I mean, this is absolutely absurd. Mm-hmm. And the idea then is that, well, no, Jesus' resurrection wasn't real. It was like Casper the Ghost or something like that, and the disciples weren't really seeing a human being that had been dead and was now alive, Jesus. They were seeing instead some sort of, you know, hallucination or a spiritual resurrection, but it wasn't a real physical resurrection. Well, the whole point of the whole story is that it was a real physical resurrection. I mean, the foundation of the church, the foundation of Western civilization, is what happened on that original Sunday morning.
Exactly.
Our Constitution says Sunday is accepted, you know, in terms of how many days the president can deal with a bill that comes to his desk, because we take the whole world, because of the Western influence, takes the Sunday off because Jesus Christ rose from the dead on Sunday, and the original disciples worshipped him on Sunday, and that's why Sunday is the Lord's Day, and, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But anyway, that to me is a classic example of a liberal taking a word and reading something else into it to, you know, making it elastic. I think that's the word you used, elastic reading of it. And they do that with things, and before you know it, everything becomes meaningless. Thank you so much. Everything becomes meaningless because the words are misread.
Right. Well, Jerry, what comes to mind immediately, and see how this resonates with you, is Solomon in the book of Ecclesiastes talks about the weight and heaviness of education, that sometimes you can be, and this is my interpretation, that you can learn so much that the weight of what you have learned becomes rather tedious and heavy. And when people come up with stuff like, I mean, here's a learned person, you know, that has spent a lot of time, and he comes up with that kind of conclusion. It's like, whoa, I mean, the words of the wisest man on, you know, in existence in human history, Solomon himself says, you know, be careful.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? Mm-hmm. I keep thinking about one of the characters from the Alice in Wonderland and Lewis Carroll's, you know, strange. It is a strange book.
Yes. Right.
And story and so forth. But one of the characters says, when I choose a word, it means whatever I choose it to mean. And if that's the case, you know, if we're like that, then communication begins to break down. It loses its meaning. And this is exactly what's happened in the Western world. I mean, you look at, for example, as the Western world has abandoned faith in Jesus Christ and faith in the Judeo-Christian tradition, everything becomes, over time, it becomes absurd. Even art becomes absurd. There was a classical music composer, I don't even know if he's still alive or not, named John Cage, C-A-G-E. And he wrote some music that was just so weird, and yet it's, on occasion, it is performed, if that's the right word, in concert halls. There's one of them that's really absurd, and it's something like 2 minutes or 4 minutes and 32 seconds, something like that, of silence. And literally, the orchestra would have their sheet music, and then they would pretend like they're playing something, and they would even turn the pages, and it would be 4 minutes and 32 seconds of nothing. And that was music. And this is absurd. This is like, you know, sometimes you'll go by an airport, and you'll see some sort of weird modern art, so-called art, that just, you know, is just so bizarre. It doesn't mean anything. And, you know, you're thinking, wow, some guy, you know, is laughing all the way to the bank.
Yeah, right, you know? Exactly.
Getting, you know, a couple $100,000 for this piece of whatever it is, you know. But because that's because the worldview of meaninglessness has taken over for so many. Nihilism is the form of, you know, this form of worldview that's taken over. And then at the end of the day, then life itself becomes meaningless. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so then some people who follow down that path, they then come to the end, ultimate conclusion, and they say, well, really the ultimate question is, should we or should we not? Should we or should we not what? Kill ourselves.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I'm serious. Some of the philosophers came up with that kind of thing, like Sartre or the other French guy. I forgot his name. The guy who died in the car accident.
Yeah. Well, he's dead.
Oh, what's his name?
Yeah.
Pardon me?
No, I say, well, he's dead now, so we forgot him.
Yeah, Camus. C-A-M-U-S.
Yes.
Albert Camus.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, yeah. That's the deal. Because I was going to say, at the very foundation of all this, Jerry, is our connection with morality. When we disconnect from those moorings, we go into chaos. You know, the Bible says, "People without vision shall perish." I like the version that says, "We'll cast off restraint," and that's where we are right now.
Wow.
There's no restraint right now.
And contrast that with this quote from John Adams, our second president, who said this: "Our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other." Right. And during that time, religious was synonymous with Christian. Because, you know, he's writing for a Christian people. He himself was a professing Christian. Later in life, he had some questionable theology, but that was much, much later, not when he was serving our country and so forth. So anyway, it's the reason things are breaking down is because the founders intended the people to be virtuous. They intended religion to be voluntary, but the people would learn virtue by practicing their Christian faith. Mm-hmm. And it did work for many, many years. It worked for decades.
See, and I want people to be encouraged out there, because the challenge we have right now, just like with the Democratic Party is being run over the cliff by a minority number of activated elected, you know, representatives. I mean, they're running. They are destroying the Democratic Party. Mark my words. They're going over the cliff, and this next election will be absolutely devastating to them, which is going to be a good thing, because it will give them an opportunity to reinvent themselves. Sadly, for us as Americans, we need the disparate viewpoints. We need people involved in the conversation. We, the people of all shades, colors, you know, political endorsements and persuasions, we need that in the body politic. But they're going over the cliff right now, because that's where they're heading. So all that to say is that the majority, the silent majority, has to speak up, because we are going to be the saving grace for the country, and we will be that backbone to get us through. Dr. Jerry Newcomb, thank you so much as always. We appreciate you being on the show.
Thank you, Bill. God bless you.
This is sponsored by Purina. There's no doubt that pet owners want the best for their furry friends, including the best food to help them grow and feel a long, healthy life together. But with increased confusion about what's good and bad, many pet owners may not feel completely confident that their pet's food is healthy and safe. Finding pet food for your dog or cat's nutritional needs, while factoring in his or her life stage, lifestyle, and activity level, is critical to health and longevity. Purina Chief Veterinary Officer, Dr. Kurt Manader.
Don't be afraid to call a pet food company and ask questions. These four things can help ensure your pet's food is safe and healthy. Look for a company that invests in scientific research to fully understand pets' needs and offers foods that are formulated by professional nutritionists, complete and balanced, and validated with feeding trials. When in doubt, consult your veterinarian to better understand your pet's specific needs.
For more, visit Purina.com. Again, that's www.purina.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. Supreme Court announced it will hear arguments in an abortion case concerning a Louisiana law that places restrictions on that procedure. The law requires any doctor performing an abortion to have admitting privileges at a nearby hospital and requires abortions be performed at hospital-like facilities with expensive equipment close at hand in case something goes wrong. It's similar to a Texas law that the court struck down 3 years ago in a 5-3 ruling, but that came down after the death of Justice Antonin Scalia, and the deciding vote was cast by since-retired Justice Anthony Kennedy. The current court has two new justices in Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh, so a different ruling is possible. A U.S. envoy is reportedly talking with the Taliban in Pakistan. It's the first known contact between the two sides since President Trump called off such talks last month. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez live.
Adults keep saying we owe it to the young people to give them hope. But I don't want your hope. I don't want you to be hopeful. I want you to panic.
We have been polluting the earth for years, and we might actually die in a few years.
Our world is already in flames. It's getting hotter. We can't breathe.
We are here because our parents trashed the planet, and it's up to our generation to save it.
And like so many people my age, I feel really visceral anxiety about climate change.
Call us Generation Z, the last letter of the alphabet, because we are going to be the last generation to survive.
My conscience couldn't handle the idea of bringing someone into a dying world.
I'm angry because this planet is dying, and the president of the biggest country in the world refused to acknowledge that.
I'm sick of the people that think we're not serious.
I am here for the people who are suffering and dying because of our country's decisions.
People are suffering. People are dying. Entire ecosystems are collapsing.
Our oceans are choking with trash, and the sixth mass extinction is well underway.
We do not have time to be polite. This is a revolution.
It doesn't matter how much we're taxed if we don't have an earth to live on.
We need to do more instead of having a corrupt president who won't acknowledge that the earth is literally dying.
This is environmental racism, and we must acknowledge the issue.
We need to listen to our children because they totally get it.
Because every day of inaction drives more action from us!
You have stolen my dreams, my childhood, with your empty words. And yet, I'm one of the lucky ones.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It's all right there. Hey, you know, we're going to talk about, you know, busy moms, all right, and all the activity because it is the season, you know. It's carpooling, fall cleaning. You got to keep up with all the school year's activities, right? Like I'm telling you something you don't know. Very busy season for all families, mom especially. And guess what? We've got Lauren Barth here, editorial director of MomTrends.com. She's got tips to help you busy moms stay above the fray. So good morning, Lauren. How are we doing?
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Hey, great to have you here. I got to tell you, our moms are waiting with pencils and notepads in hand. They want to hear your tips. So what are your tips to optimize a busy parent schedule?
Yeah, so first and foremost, how you start your morning is going to set the tone for the entire day. So that means you're going to want to take some proactive steps, things like abolishing the snooze button, maybe consider a shower timer, and streamline your morning coffee routine. I know I'm one of those don't even talk to me until I've had my first sip kind of people. So one of the brands I've partnered with today is Keurig. They make this K-Duo Essential single serve and carafe coffee maker, so you can brew a single cup for me, or an entire carafe, also for me, with your favorite K-Cup pods or your favorite grinds. It features a smart start feature, which enables it to heat up and brew in one single step, so you no longer need to wait for your coffee maker to heat up to select your cup size, which is a nifty time saver. And it operates on a 60-ounce single removable water reservoir, so you're not constantly filling it up. It's available for just $99 at Walmart, and you can find out more about this product at Keurig.com. But I'm getting ahead of myself.
But that's okay. I was just thinking, just to hear you talk, I go, what did we do before Keurig, huh?
It's such a nifty time saver, and like I said, I love that I can have a cup or a carafe, depending on whether it's just me, or I really need a lot of coffee, or if I, it's me and my family. So.
Yes, exactly. If it's just one of those mornings, we understand.
But before you even wake up in the morning, before you have that first cup of coffee, planning for your day should actually begin the night before. You want to set out the clothes for yourself and for the kids. You want to have those backpacks packed and ready by the door. You want to pack and prep lunches, anything that you can do to set yourself up for success. I even like to end my night by making a to-do list for the next day. Really tangible, taskable items that I put on my list. Nothing feels as good as waking up in the morning and accomplishing a few quick things and being able to cross those things off your list right away.
You know, you bring up a good point there, Lauren, because how often do we wake up, even while we're having our first cup of coffee, you still may be a little bit foggy. But if you've got a list, boy, that goes a long way in keeping you on task and minimizing, you know, stopping and going, okay, what was I supposed to do? Where am I?
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Good idea. I like that. What else you got up your sleeve?
Yeah, so, you know, the only other thing I'll say is moms, we don't have time to be sick. We don't have time to be uncomfortable. Exhaustion sort of goes with the territory. But our routines tend to revolve around everybody else. Our self-care is often on the back burner. So as moms, we really need to prioritize our well-being. We need to take care of ourselves. And if something's bothering us, we need to make sure that we're taking care of it. I can tell you, I'm just off my maternity leave. I have a 5-month-old at home. And thank you. You cannot let the discomfort or discomfort of hemorrhoids get in your way. It might sound a little bit taboo, but these rapid-relief totable wipes with lidocaine cream from Preparation H, they numb, they soothe, they're individually wrapped and flushable, so you can throw them in your diaper bag, you could throw them in your gym bag, your work bag, and you'll have them when you need them. And you can visit PreparationH.com for more information on that.
You know, Lauren, we're talking a lot about moms, but there's some dads out there that do some, you know, moms kind of stuff, too. So
they're
taking notes, and they're saying, hey, thanks for the tips here. This works out really good.
I hope so.
Okay, so what other strategies would you recommend?
Learn to delegate, and this one's especially hard for moms because we tend to think of ourselves as superheroes. We can do it all. We don't need to ask for help. But embrace help. And, you know, help is your friend, whether it's, you know, a grandparent, a babysitter. You're going to want to ask for help when you need it. And in that same vein, if your kids can swipe on your phone, that means they're capable of picking up their own toys. So you need to learn to delegate and give them the responsibility and empower your children to help as well. And, you know, my theory is it doesn't matter. If the house is a little bit messy, as long as the kids are fed and they're happy and they're healthy, you're doing a great job.
Yeah, excellent. Well, that's good. That's good because, you know, as you say, with the fall season and all the pressures on moms, sometimes they probably, you know, pause for a moment and just go, am I losing it? Am I under control? you know, or do I have all the kids accounted for? I know sometimes you wonder, you go, am I missing a kid here?
As long as everybody's there, you got this.
Well, exactly. Well, we're talking with Lauren Barth, the editorial director of MomTrends.com. Tell us a little bit. We got a couple extra minutes here, Lauren. Tell us about MomTrends.com because I know people would like more information, and this is a terrific website for moms.
Great. We are a destination for moms. We seek to make solutions for moms. So all those problems that you encounter on a daily basis, from, you know, kids not sleeping to picky eaters, we are here to help.
Well, Lauren Barth, you're awesome. Thank you so much for these tips. We're taking notes, and I know moms are going to be very grateful, and even some dads out there that do this. But I like your I'm especially appreciative of the suggestion about the night before making a list. Because, you know, even in the delegation range, you know, if you understand what has to be done and you see it down there, you say, hey, you know what? Little Johnny here can handle that one, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, because you are the boss of them, right?
You try to be, but my six-year-olds would say otherwise.
Well, I understand, but now the six-year-old is going to be busy telling the five-month-old who is boss, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, the alpha child has risen and is in control, and everything is fine in the universe, not a problem. Lauren Barth, once again, remind everybody where they can go for more information.
Yeah, for more information, you can visit momtrends.com.
Lauren Barth, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Lauren. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Posting your job opening to an online job search site is like drinking from a fire hose. You get more resumes than you know what to do with. Robert Half is the better way to hire. Our candidates are interviewed and custom matched to your exact hiring requirements. Quickly. Satisfaction guaranteed. So what you need is just what you'll get. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans, Tip of the Day. Are you one of the 50,000 disabled vets who have student loan debt? The President has issued an order not only to forgive that debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker to get it done. So here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. If you're disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. You may be eligible to have your loans be forgiven. Contact your local VA center or go to VA.gov for more information on how to get these loans paid in full. Paying off your loans is just another way to say thank you for your service. This is Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
I took my family on a vacation like the one you're about to hear about, and we had an amazing time. And the best part about it was the price.
If you're looking for an amazing, fun-filled vacation for you and your family for an unbelievable price, keep listening for details on how you can get a fabulous four-day vacation for just $99. Westgate Resorts has been a leader in affordable vacation plans since 1982, and now you can choose from over 10 beautiful resort destinations across the United States, like Orlando, Florida, or the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. So whether you love world-famous theme parks or the tranquility of nature, Westgate Resorts has your next dream vacation. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 to call, we'll tell you about our $29 Las Vegas special. Call right now to book your amazing vacation for only $99.
800-883-1612. 800-883-1612. Call 800-883-1612.
This advertisement is being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of a timeshare plan. Restrictions apply. Go to westgateterms.com for complete offer terms.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance. You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Send your emails direct, NSA free, to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
You know, sometimes it's just not easy being me, but hey, we just keep forging forward, and thank you for hanging in there with me and for your prayers. I'm Bill Martinez, just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Steve Sterling is going to be joining us here in a few moments. He is president and CEO of MAP International, an international nonprofit that brings medicine and health supplies to those in need around the world. Since 1954, MAP has served billions of people with medicines and medical supplies through the help of partners, donors, mission hospitals, clinics, and medical mission teams. Now, when you hear about Steve, you think, well, wow, another great success story. But that's such a small part of it, because there is so much more to Steve Sterling that you're going to find out about. And it's all chronicled in his new book, The Crutch of Success, From Polio to Purpose, Bringing Health and Hope to the World. Steve was born in Korea in 1956, soon after the end of the Korean War. He was stricken with polio at the age of one. 5 years later, marital and financial struggles caused his father to abandon him at an orphanage. Shortly afterward, his three-year-old sister was left there as well. The Crutch of Success tells Steve's incredible story of early years in the orphanage, his adoption into a large, loving family in Alaska. So from Korea to Alaska. And his determination to succeed. He earned degrees at Cornell, Northwestern universities, married the woman who is literally the answer to his prayers, and climbed the corporate ladder with several Fortune 500 companies. Steve, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Bill. Thanks for having me on your show.
Oh, my gosh. What an honor. I mean, it is so awesome, you know, to hear your story. It is, so inspiring. I mean, even our 39th president, Jimmy Carter, said Steve's story is one of the incredible resilience, and the work of MAP International inspires many to join the global movement to bring critical medicines to those in need. That's quite the compliment from a former president.
Thank you.
Well, Steve, let's talk about your story. I mean, here it is. Your parents are having a tough time. You and your sister both end up in a facility, I mean, in an orphanage.
Yeah.
How long were you guys in that orphanage?
I was in there for 5 years, and mm-hmm. my father dropped me off because he actually abandoned me because he was very worried that if I had parents, that the orphanage would not accept me.
Okay.
Steps of the orphanage, and I cried, and sure enough, somebody got me, and that was the last time I saw my dad. And wow. Weeks later, my relatives brought my sister, my biological sister, so she
Were you both adopted by the same family?
Yes, we were. You know, it's a pretty amazing story because my parents went to Korea in 1964 to pick up another sibling that's not related to me. And they were passing out candies to the kids that were left behind. And my sister, my biological sister, Mary Ellen, she would have been about five at the time, took the candy and she ran off. And so my parents asked the orphanage worker, doesn't she like us? Why does she run off that way? And they said she has a handicapped brother and she's taking him candy first. And they were so touched by that. They said, can we see him? So they took him back to the orphanage where the handicapped were kept out of sight, out of mind. And they saw me and they ended up adopting both of them. We were very fortunate to come to America.
What? I mean, that's incredible. I mean, you're what are you, about 10 years old at this point?
I would have been at the orphanage, I would have been five, and then when I was adopted, yes, I was about 10 years old. That's correct.
About 10 years old, so you know enough about what's going on, and your sister, bless her heart, she comes to take care of, make sure you're taken care of, and that brings the family. I mean, is this God ordained or what?
Oh, you know, I was praying to God for family. When you have somebody else talk to you, just turn to God. And he started answering my prayers. That's the beginning of my life when he started providing for me all the way up to where I am now. So I'm so thankful that God saved me for a purpose.
Well, Steve, I mean, you had to endure a lot. I mean, first of all, you know, at a young age, you're left at the doorsteps of this orphanage by your father. And I can only imagine what your father must have had, what was going through his mind, you know, in financial straits and realizing for himself, at least, that he could not provide for you. And the only way that you could be provided for is for him to let go of you. Have you had any contact with your father since then?
You know, in 1991, we went back to Korea. We found our family, but my father had passed away in the mid-1980s.
Nice.
And so, unfortunately, we did not see him. But my praying mother and my brother and two sisters, we did reconnect with them.
Wow. What a reunion that must have been, huh?
It was. It was truly emotional. And I'm so thankful to my adopted parents. My mom is still living in Oakland, California. So I'm so thankful for them because had they not adopted me, I won't be here today. So I'm so grateful for them.
Exactly. And for what they took on. I mean, it wasn't like, hey, we're going to take on one child. We're taking, they go to pick up one and they come back with three. And one is dealing with polio. And here you are, and I want people to appreciate, you know, where you were as a young man here, because, you know, as a young boy, because, as you say, here you have a disability, you have polio, and so probably, you know, all the kids didn't necessarily want to be around you or relate to you, but your sister who loved you probably was your only and best friend, right?
That's right, because... by the way, when I got crutches and leg braces, before that I had to crawl, but my sponsor provided that. So I was the only handicapped kid go to regular school, and kids would constantly bully me and pick on me because I was handicapped. And so it may be tough, but also just now I appreciate people living in developing countries who are sick and don't have access to medicine. And that's why I'm so passionate about the work that MAP does, because had I had that polio vaccine, I won't have polio.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And so here, this family in California adopts you. And boy, you talk about MAP and your destiny. God knew exactly where to place you because look what happens. You're brought into a loving family and you go on to earn degrees at Cornell and Northwestern. And you're competing in the corporate world in an environment, you know, still carrying the effects of polio with you into your adult life, but you can deliver the goods.
Yes, and, you know, it's really about God providing, because my parents adopted in total six kids, and
wow.
That's one of their own.
Mm-hmm.
And my parents, I remember growing up, I asked Mom and Dad, where are the best colleges in the United States? They told me Ivy League school and Stanford, and I told them, well, I'm going to go to one of them.
Mm-hmm.
They said, they're very expensive, and we don't have much money. And secondly, they're very hard to get into, which means I was not that smart. I wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
But I said, God will provide. And sure enough, God did provide. He provided scholarships. I was able to get a Cornell graduate from there in Northwestern. That's really about God answering my prayers throughout my whole life. I'm so thankful that he provided a way when the world said that I was not going to make it.
So, Steve, you've been holding on to God ever since, since you were a little kid. And now here you are. You've got your own organization that you founded. You've developed MAP International. Tell us quickly. We've got about 3 minutes left here. How this international nonprofit came to be?
Well, it's been around for 65 years. So I've been fortunate to be a CEO for about my sixth year.
Uh-huh.
The way this works is that the World Health Organization estimates there are 2 billion people in the world that do not have access to medicine. The MAP gets offered from pharmaceutical companies RX products and other products that are getting close to expiring. They're about 8-9 months.
Right.
Expired. And then we raise money and we work with partners on the ground to distribute medicine. $500 million of medicine all over the world. And medicines like antibiotics, hypertension medicines, cardiovascular medicine, and things that we take for granted. When children are sick, you go to the doctor prescribes the antibiotic for pneumonia or whatnot, and we get better and we're okay. But in children in developing countries and chronic diseases that cause shortened life, medicines aren't available. That's what MAP does. To provide them, and we're so thankful that we're part of that, and I'm so grateful that I can be a voice
right.
for people who need them.
So you're able to clear the shelves of soon-to-be-expired medication, but of course when it expires, but you're able to obviously buy it at an incredible discount, right?
Right. Actually, we get 99% of it donated from pharmaceutical companies, Johnson & Johnson, and the wholesale drugers like wholesalers like Cardinal and Bristol-Myers Squibb, Merck, and so many other good pharma company, they actually ship it from their warehouse, right?
Mm-hmm.
To the trucks. So these are very, very high-quality FDA-approved medicine. So our partners in the ground that services clinics and hospitals are so thankful that these are top-quality medicines that you and I would pay.
Exactly.
And they're not expired. Yeah. So it saves so many millions of lives around the world.
Well, and that's the thing. I was just going to say the impact of this idea and what you're doing with MAP is saving millions of lives for otherwise people groups around the world that didn't have this service before, right?
That's absolutely right. And since we get the medicines for free, if somebody donates $10, that will actually provide $680 worth of medicine. Can you imagine?
Unbelievable.
$680. $1 provides $58 of life-saving medicine to people all over the world.
So you say if we donate $10, how can we partner with you?
We'll come to www.map.org and learn more about MAP. And again, if you donate $10, that will provide $680 of life-saving medicine.
Wow, that's very cool. And your book, we're going to link your book, Crutch of Success, From Polio to Purpose, Bringing Health and Hope to the World, Steve Sterling. That will be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com, okay?
Well, thanks very much for what you're doing.
Hey, Bubsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get to Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.